This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. The BC Assembly of First Nations hosted a housing conference in Prince George October 25th to 26th. Attending the conference was Patrick Michel, retired chief of Kanakabar First Nation. His home is located in Lytton, just north of Kanakabar Reservation. Like so many other homes in the community in 2021, his too went up in flames, despite being retrofitted with fire-resistant material. Following a Hope Leads from Action philosophy, he envisions construction with better materials for better climate resiliency. Despite the intermittent cellular service of the Lytton area, and frost imminent on the forecast. There's no one better to tell his story than him, though. Here's Patrick Michel.
I spent 20 years renovating my home to withstand the rigors of today, and let alone tomorrow, and it wasn't good enough because I was dealing with a house of cards. So if you get an opportunity to build the house of tomorrow today, will you? And this is the thing that's facing everybody in Lytton, Indigenous and non-Indigenous. So I'm not using this as an agenda. I'm going to build a fireproof home for my family that'll last easily 100 years. So there's no wear and tear in this product. It's been used internationally for 100 years. So if the solution to this that ails us is awareness, if you're aware of your alternatives and options, will you use something that protects you? We know that human beings will build with what they know and what they can afford. So you look at what EB announces. So EB announces last year, if you look it up, the solution to British Columbia is mass timber. If your 2x6 offends thee, use more. What do you mean? 2x6 is burned. So our BC has thrown it, again, in a roundabout way, produced a mass timber website saying, hey, look, and I think maybe Quesnel was going to open up a mill. But the problem is our trees are burning on the mountains. This is what I don't get is, okay, so we're going to continue the very thing, so we're going to exacerbate the very thing that kills us. So we need to keep Mother Nature's carbon sequestration in the trees and in the ground. But we're going to continue to mine, we're going to continue to extract oil, and we're going to continue cutting trees. Uh-oh. So mitigation is this big climate plan about reducing the amount of carbon we emit. I was doing a presentation in Montreal at the Adaption Futures Conference, and the deck says the sun will rise tomorrow. What I said was I didn't say we're going to be there to see it. We are exacerbating everything. As we've known since 1988, we know that GHGs trap heat, that human beings emit GHG, and the world is heating at an unprecedented rate. So that means the air, the land, and the water. And it's simple science. It's basically from high school. When you excite a molecule, it gets all excited, right? That's why we're having extreme heat and extreme wind. An extreme cold. So I did the video called Climate Change is Wolves. We'd like to protect your home from one thing. The problem is Lytton has experienced all four in 9 months.
Yes.
Extreme heat. The Minister of Environment's weather station hadn't been updated for 40 years, so they could only read up to 49.6. All other thermometers were at 55 plus. So how do you come up with a climate change adaptation plan if you don't even know the correct temperature? I accept 49.6. So in the paper I wrote, I said, you need site-specific data. Don't design Prince George's climate adaptation strategy based on Lytton temperature or Lytton wind or Lytton lack of precipitation.
Yeah, or vice versa, right? It's got to be localized.
So we've designed our entire adaptation strategy based on site-specific data, even air quality. Before we put an air quality monitor in at Kanakabar, people used to say, oh, we have to get off work. Air quality advisors come out. That's Kamloops. If there is a silver bullet solution for housing, and that's what I'm bringing to this event, will First Nations use it? That's up to them. The silver bullet solution is inclusive. That means people can build their homes off reserve. These simple owners, businesses. So the RCMP and Lytton have to decide what they're going to build their building out of. My guess is whatever. Minister Dix has to decide how he's going to build. So is he going to build something that'll burn again? I don't know. If you have an opportunity to do something right the second time around, will you? The problem with doing things right, it usually comes at the expense of time and wallets. So the homeowners in Lytton are, and they're not mistaken, about the fact it's taking too long, that we could have thrown more resources at it, but We only seem to throw the bare minimum. One crew doing archaeology? Why not four? One crew doing a contaminated site cleanup? Why not four? So rather than throwing the resources at it, we said, okay, we'll just start at one end of the town and move north with a couple of guys. So they could have been, they could have done it more efficient. And I'm not throwing the bus at the village of Lytton and or the province. We weren't ready. The problem with Lytton is the harbinger is we simply weren't ready for that type of catastrophe. And we haven't done the post-Lytton study. What happened at Lytton? We see the fire report. 2x6 houses burnt. That's a hardy board with its 20-minute fire rating. That burnt. I've got pictures of the people who had actually changed off their siding and put in that hardy board thinking it would help them. It still burnt. The Lytton was, the fire was fast and it was hot. It was an unprecedented fire. There's no defense once it started. The only defense was it should never have got to the Lytton in the first place. So the thing is, fire smart is only as good as your weakest link. My home was the last home to burn. I had renovated my exterior. I had cut back my lawns. But radiant heat got me. That means when the house to the north and the house to the south went, eventually it went through my stucco walls and hit a flash point inside so that my interior walls, which were 2x4, eventually started burning.
Wow.
So fires travel through on the ground. That's direct heat. Through radiant heat, which is just, you know, you hold up, if you stand next to a campfire, you'll know what radiant heat is. And then there was the sparks. The sparks that got sucked into some of the stuff in grass fires. If you look at the homes that survived Lytton, they'd cut their lawns, and they're far enough away. So they basically, the homes that survived were homes that were far enough away so that there would be no radiant heat or the domino effect. They'd been recently renovated, so that means the sparks couldn't get into the roofs. So their soffits were decent. They had metal roofs. So I thought that was amazing that, you know, of the few homes that survived. They didn't exceed expectations. It was aesthetically pleasing. It looked nice, right? You cut your lawn. So we know fire smart principles exist. So there's national and there's provincial. If you know what to do, why aren't you doing it? If you don't want this to happen, what are you going to do about it? You can renovate. You can take off your siding and put in a fireproof siding that's aesthetically pleasing and affordable. So therefore, you're immune from direct heat. And because it doesn't transmit the thermal temperature, the radiant heat, that means you're immune there. So the last thing you need to do is look at those roofs. Change out the asphalt roofs, put up metal, make sure the soffits are properly installed and stuff like this so the sparks don't get in there. So there's, you know, three basic steps that you can do to protect your current assets. Response mode living isn't for the faint of heart. You don't want to be living in a trailer for 2.5 years. And if I'd known about this product that I'm bringing up to Prince George, I would have used it in my house because it doesn't transmit heat. It's fireproof, so it's impervious to direct flame. It doesn't transmit external heat from the outer wall to the inner wall. So that means if it can keep the heat out, it keeps cold. So that's why I say, so when I see them using this product in Siberia, I'm going, I wonder why they're using it in Siberia. So I'm starting to follow where it's being used across the world. And, you know, people say, well, what is this wonder product? It's cementitious in nature. Closest manufacturing plant is in Monterrey, Mexico. Owned by a European company called Cemex, and they ship their product to Brownsville, Texas, and it's distributed all through the U.S. But if you're going to be building a new asset, why use something that burns? Why wouldn't you have a look at this product? So I took my family down to Paradise Valley that burnt in 2018. They lost 18,000 homes, 2,200 homes had been rebuilt, and I was talking to families that were using this product. Why are you using this product? Affordable and it works and I can insure it.
There you go.
What do you mean about insurance? Because you can get fire insurance for a fireproof building. Did you know that?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Can you get fire insurance for a building that's fire rated? You can pay through the nose. In order to get a mortgage, you need to have an insurance policy. The insurance companies, they have to play a bigger role in all this, just so you know. Right now, they're gun shy. You own a home in Prince George and you're vulnerable to wildfire. What's your fire insurance premium? In Lytton, it's quadrupled. This, you know, for the houses that survived, it's quadrupled. I know people are now paying fire insurance $5,000 a year. Why? Because their houses are the same housing stock that burnt. Now, insurance companies insure a risk. And if they insure these houses in Lytton, the ones that survived, they're insuring a future claim. So the insurance companies need to come down. They need to do proper risk assessments. So right now, they're just saying Lytton's hot. Litton's dry. Litton's windy. Gonna burn. So if you can get an insurance premium, be prepared to pay through the nose. For BC AFN to invite me, I'm humbled. I'm no longer a chief. I'm just a guy in Litton who's picking tomatoes during the snowstorm. And maybe because at the end of the day, there's solutions. I'll come up with solutions. Because we know what the problem is. We're not planning for future events. We're living them now. But there's still time. There's still time to make the investments in your tomorrow today. If your housing stock is up, if you renovate it with this new material, then you'll be able to get, so what happens is now you just put 1 inch of the stuff on the outside. It's now fireproof. So now you can convince the insurance companies that my house is fireproof. Not fire resistant, fireproof. You might be able to keep your fire insurance policy. You may even see a decrease in your policy. The new builds themselves, this is where Litton's going to get in trouble because most of the people in Litton are going to build back with modular homes are coming to Litton. Not a lot of people are going to be looking at stick. They want to get into their house. They're going to put a slab of concrete down and throw in a 15 by 60 or a 15 by a 30 by 60 and call it a day. You know, I get it. Why? Because for $800,000, you're in your home in 3 months. Because that's what it's going to cost to build your home in Litton now. I paid $38,000 for my house and my property 20 years ago. The current cost for a rebuild, a highball estimate, $1.1 million. I don't have $1.1 million.
No, who does?
I never built a house in my life, right? I bought a house in Litton in the middle of nowhere for $38,000. We're not going anywhere. So my wife and I are prepared to wait and sit. We're okay. It's uncomfortable. It's because she wants to have a fireproof home so she never, ever has to be afraid again. And that's worth waiting for. So when I build that home, it may be the first of its kind. Maybe nobody else, even though nobody will listen to me up there. I certainly met with Minister Gabot. I've met with Minister Heyman, Minister Kalan. What I'm asking is my state governments, federal and provincially, indigenous, municipal, regional, to act like they're supposed to in the best interests of their constituents. Give us the list of alternatives. Give us a decent price range. I can show you the thermal transfer. I can show you the fire rating of every home. So when people want to decide to build a home or rent a home, they should make informed decisions. But if we don't know our options, we can't make an informed decision. So I'm not trying to sewer my government. I'm trying to get my government to give Canadians a real chance at the next 100 years. So in my own way, I'm just trying to give people choice. It's a unique time that we're all going to be living in because these catastrophes are occurring. So in the same amount of time, the extreme weather events are hitting. Boom, 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 boom. So are the catastrophes they trigger.
Yeah, there are things that we can do, right?
And all of us can. So whether you're a tenant in a home, whether you're a first-time home buyer, whether you're a realtor or developer. But if the state starts telling you what to do, how happy are you about the state interfering with your way of living? So if me and my family, and I've got that fireproof stuff right by my feet here, right? If me and my family build the first of its kind fireproof home in BC/Canada, who's going to know? My wife will. As for the rest of the world, what I'm hoping to do is that Litton will build one or two of these homes out of this product. So if you have a building that is fireproof beside a building that is fire rated, just say, well, how do you measure operational costs? Well, this one's fire insurance policy is 800, this one's 6,000. There's an operating cost savings right there. So I'm coming up because we're all facing the same existential crisis. A foundation of life is shelter, and we live in shelters built on houses of cards. These are houses of cards. Can we renovate, retrofit our current build? Yes. We can protect our homes against heat. We can protect our homes against fire. We can protect our homes against wind and all those other things. But how do we pay for it? Well, you can measure it in the capital cost, or you can measure it as an investment. One thing my family, the house that I'm building, it's an intergenerational. So when the house burned, 17 people were displaced. That's how many people were living with me at the time. That means my mother-in-law, me, my children, my grandchildren, and there was a nephew. 17 people displaced by one fire. One thing is that the house that we're building, we'll never sell it because it's our home for the next 100 years. That's another difference. Indigenous people tend not to build things to flip for profit. Same as Indigenous housing on reserve. Nobody's going to buy a house on reserve. When I grow up, I want to move to the reserve. Have you heard that before? Probably not. I'm coming up there to share solutions. I'm coming up there to listen. I'm coming up there to learn. Right? I've lost my hometown on June 30th of 2021, and I'm hoping that somebody will come up there with some solutions. And, you know, if I bring my own solution, I'm going to say, here, this is what I'm proposing for my home. This is the contact information from for Paul Norris in Ottawa. This is Don Stewart in BC. They're both familiar. They want to bring the product up. Don Stewart wants to bring a manufacturing plant up so that instead of shipping up from Mexico, we ship right out of, I don't know, pick Ashcroft as an example. Oh, by the way, I'm showing up with a product in a Costco bag. It's just because the Costco bag was big.
This is not so an endorsement of Costco.
My sense of humor, of course, is my greatest asset, but it's also probably my greatest weakness. I lost my home in a fire. Nah, I can rebuild. I spent 23 years renovating that pig. It's still burnt down. Well, I'll get even with Mother Nature / anthropogenic climate change. I'm going to build a fireproof home.
Again, joining us over the phone while picking tomatoes before the frost hits was Patrick Michel of Lytton, British Columbia, retired chief of Kanakabar First Nation, advocating for climate-resilient housing strategies. This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program.